When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Barb Knows Best, the podcast. I am your co-host, Michelle Maros, and I am here again, another day, another week, another episode with my mom, Barb. Peaceful Barb. Are you feeling peaceful, Barb, today?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
How are you?
I am great, and I'm looking forward to our conversation today.
Were you wearing that same sweater the last time we recorded?
I might, because I really love it.
Is that your podcast sweater?
You know, I my friend gave me this sweater. It's a black sweater, and it's got little jeweled hearts all over it, and they're all different colors.
It's very cute.
I love it.
It's and very
my,
happy.
My friend bought it for me, and I told her recently that this has kind of become my uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since the
weather. I do think you wear that quite often.
I think I do. It's so easy to put on, and it's really cute, and especially since the weather's been a little bit cooler. It's a nice thing to throw on. So thank you for noticing.
Yes. Love it. It's it ups the vibe.
Well, and it's a nice sweater to wear for this episode.
True, true, true.
This topic having little hearts all over it.
True, true, true. So, I love it. Yeah.
This is going to be a really great conversation today.
Well, I would hope so.
Oh, they all will. You're right. You're right. I feel like
the day that you say this is going to be a real crap conversation as we're recording, maybe that's the day we just pack it all up.
I don't think I'll ever say that, but I might say this is going to be a difficult one or a emotional one.
Mm-hmm.
And today I think is going to be very, I think it's going to be something that people ask us about all the time.
Yep.
And I think we've covered it in different ways in other episodes, but I feel like today we're going to hit this head on.
Okay.
Because we get so many requests for this. And I think we've kind of had some difficulties ourselves in the past few months. So I think this is going to be even beneficial. And I'm excited to hear what our listeners have to say. So let's get to it.
I would say one of our most requested topics on the regular is about boundaries in general. And I know we've talked a bit about boundaries in the past, but I still think that it's a really hard practice to put into place. I think that there's a lot of anxiety about boundaries. I think there's a lot of uncertainty about boundaries. I think that there's a lot of insecurities about boundaries. And even in theory, mentally, we can understand the concept and the necessity for them. But then it's a big leap to go from, like you say, the head to the heart, and we can know it and it's still hard to do and to put into practice and to trust it and to maintain it. And so today we wanted to dive back into the practice and especially talk about some simple reminders and tips about the boundaries that we can set with people who really push your buttons or who really are a nag on your nervous system or your mental well-being, your energy, your mindset, your overall life. Because I know that in looking at all of the messages that you guys send and the requests, you know, we get a lot about in-laws, we get a lot about colleagues and coworkers, neighbors, people in your clubs, you know, mom friends. And I think all of that could kind of fall under this category. I think we all have people who kind of know how to get under our skin or know how to really agitate us in ways that feel personal and attacking and unpleasant. So today is all about mitigating that or maintaining that or just finding practices and a little bit of peace amongst it.
Well, and I think too, Michelle, that boundaries is a misunderstood word too. I think it, from everything that we get from all of you listening and following us on social media, but also my own experience lately has been really, really difficult, especially it's in every relationship that we have. And I think it's interesting to see how we look at how long it takes us to feel the emotions that are happening when someone does push our buttons and then when we take an action about it. And what I've noticed about myself lately, and this is a really interesting one because I never thought of boundaries and people pushing my buttons in the regard of hiring people to do work at your properties, at your house or your car, or whatever it is, whatever your things are in life. And so Michelle and I have been going through a whole, well, remediation from some water damage, but also we're going through a whole thing about repairing some things in the apartment or doing, adding a sofa here or doing some things like that. And we've been dealing with a particular contractor now since 2021. And so I think it's interesting as I've looked at this and looked at what all of you have sent in, it does have to do with boundaries and it does have to do what are our limits and how long are we going to allow people to continue not following up with their end of the bargain, so to speak, or the contract that you might have had with them. And they're actually stealing our peace or stealing our joy. We just had an episode.
Yours for sure.
Well, we just had an episode last week about, you know, protecting your peace or doing the things. What does peace mean to us? And I think it does fall into the category of boundaries are for people that we care about and we love, absolutely. But boundaries are also, hey, this is crossing all my boundaries. I'm done with you. You know, it's so, it's such an interesting thing. And I'm noticing it in myself where I've crossed the line and allowed people to just keep disrespecting me for so long. And how long am I going to actually put up with it? So I think it's a very interesting topic that we're going to have today. How do you actually deal with people who do push your buttons? What kind of boundaries can we set? And that can be the whole realm of closest family members, coworkers that we have to work with, people that we hire to do work in our homes or apartments or our cars or whatever it is. It runs the whole spectrum of people that we're interacting with and having relationships every single day. So I don't know if we'll have time in one episode to do all of these things, but I think it's going to be a very wonderful conversation because I've certainly learned a lot.
I wasn't exactly sure where you were going to go with that, but it made sense to me.
Oh my gosh. Was it a little disjointed?
No. When you brought up the contractor, I'm like, oh, here we go. But that is a perfect example of a situation in your life in particular that definitely pushes your buttons and has the ability to agitate you in a way that most people in your sphere can't. And
well, I think as I interrupt you for a minute, I would love for everyone to think about this for a second. What happens when you engage in a contract or you engage in a relationship with a company or with people that are going to be doing a job and they give you the parameters and they say, this is what it's going to cost and this is when we're going to have it done and this is what's going to happen. And so you have this conversation and you have this sense of trust maybe that they're going to do what they're going to do and you're going to fulfill your end of the bargain. And so what happens if almost 2 years pass and literally you are being disrespected? They'll call you up in a week and say, we're coming to do X, Y, or Z, and then they don't. So it's just, I think it's a very interesting place that many people find themselves in. And what's the action that can be taken? What can we actually do? And I'm hoping today in this conversation, we can give you some some experiences and some tips that we have and some ways that I have been certainly, I've not enjoyed the fact that I am very irritated and frustrated and trying to sort out what can I do, because I don't like to live this way. I live in a way that I don't want my inner sanctity and my mental wellness disrupted by something like this. It's one thing to have it disrupted by a serious trauma or something really major happening in our lives. But what happens when we have, not that this isn't major, it kind of is, but not really. What happens when we have these little annoyances that aren't really annoyances? They're really disrupting, as you said, the joy or the sense of purpose or practice that we have in our lives.
Well, and interestingly, you hit on the word and the topic that I think our listeners resonate with the most, because it to date is our most listened to episode, which is disrespect. We had an episode, How We Manage Disrespect, which is the most listened to episode of the entire show. And so when you start to feel those feelings of disrespect from people in your life, I mean, that is the sign that you need the boundaries. And I know we've talked about this in other episodes pertaining to boundaries, but our boundaries expert friend, Nedra Glover Tawab, always says, you know, look for the places in your, I'm paraphrasing, but look for the places in your life where you feel the most irritated, or in this instance, feel that level of disrespect, or you feel exhausted or agitated when that name pops up on your phone, or you get an invite from them, because that is the sign that boundaries are needed. And so certainly in this context of the people that we all have in our lives that push our buttons, we see their name pop up on our phone and get, I can't deal with them right now. Or, you know, they say or do the things that they do it just to agitate you. That is where boundaries are needed. That is where, okay, I need to take care of myself. What can I do? What can I communicate? What are the actions that I can take in this particular situation to help protect my peace? Going off of last week's episode about peace, remembering that peace actually means strength, and it means standing up for yourself in the ways that you need to take care of yourself, and to not always feel like you're at the mercy of the external world, of these people that agitate you, of whatever life puts in your path. Because as we know, I think we talk about this probably every episode, you know, we can't control what happens in the external world. We never know what our lives have in store for us day in and day out. You know, you're getting ready to go on a retreat. You're going to be leaving town. And a week before, a whole apartment floods. I mean, the timing of that is not great. But you know, we always say, trust your timing. Mm-hmm. And like, that's kind of a perfect example of that, where you just have to show up to life and whatever is happening and trust that you can handle it. And not being able to control the situations and then, of course, the actions of other people, that's where you can start to take your power back, because you no longer try to control it, and you lean into the mindset of, okay, this is what's happening. Now what can I do? And in a lot of these stressful situations that's been happening for us lately, that's been giving me actually a lot of peace, where even when I, like I talked about last episode, even when I literally saw that it was raining inside my house the other week, like it literally, I felt like I was actually in, for anyone that remembers Rainforest Cafe.
Oh yeah.
Where like they would every once in a while have that like thunderstorm inside. Like I literally felt like I was in a Rainforest Cafe, except not on purpose. I remember looking at the right, like the water coming down, being like, I cannot do anything about this. So what can I do? And that's the mindset that we have to look at for everything in life. I can't control the water that was coming in. So anyways, that was a long tangent, but remembering that we cannot control other people. I think so often, especially when we think about relationships and those people in our lives that really have the potential to amp us up, we go into the mindset or the mode of fixing them or changing them or doing whatever we can to stop their behavior. And that's also been a big source of agitation for me ultimately, because I can try my hardest to fix people or to change people, but the people in my life don't want that. And it's not necessarily my job. So what is our job in these situations in life? What can we do on our side of the street, and what can we communicate to potentially start to rectify the situation? If that makes sense.
No, it does make sense. But I think though what's happening for me listening to you and digesting all of the things that we've been talking about for several weeks now is we have two ideas happening right now in this conversation.
We do.
And I think what's fascinating for me is I am in so much alignment and agreement with everything that you've said. And we've talked, I think, around the idea of what do we do when family members or coworkers or people are pushing our buttons or expecting us to do things or wanting us to do something or disrespecting us. And for me, a lot of that is all emotional. It's all, I hate to use this word, but it's almost easier for me to deal with people like that that push my buttons, because then, as you were saying, I can't change them. I can only respond in the way that will be in my best interest, and I believe ultimately in theirs. But here's the other side that I've been thinking about a lot that I feel like we should address today in this conversation is what happens when you hire someone to do a job and you are paying them money, your hard-earned money. And this is what's really been up for me a lot. What happens if you're doing that and it doesn't work out and you are over and over and over again, it's getting worse and you're going to end up paying more money? What happens if you can't afford it? What happens? I really want to talk about this idea. I know you're giving me a very weird face, but I really want to talk about this idea of there are a bunch of us in the world that, okay, we could walk away from a contractor that's doing something like that and start again, but most of us in the world can't. So what happens, Michelle? You're giving me the very weirdest face. So I think this is a great conversation to have. What happens when you maybe don't have the insurance if a flood happens, or maybe you have a contractor who really is not doing the job that they have asked, that you have asked and contracted for them, and you've given them a large sum of money? Or what happens when people just go back on a deal or a plan, but it's cost you not only your emotions and not only your mental well-being, it's actually costing you your financial well-being. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people fall into that category of sometimes we just can't walk away. What do we do?
Let's take a quick break.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we're back. All right. So that's another aspect of this.
And I feel like that's an aspect of it that we were talking about in the beginning of the show. And what do we do when people push our buttons? What do we do when we're in situations and relationships that we don't know what to do?
Right.
When we feel like we're not trying to change them. We're not trying to, none of that is actually agitating us any longer because we recognize. So we've kind of gone past that idea that we can't change someone. So I'd like love for us to have a little conversation about what do we do when we're in a situation where we feel really stuck and we have to make the hard decision that might impact us a little bit more emotionally and possibly financially.
Okay. There's a lot of interesting levels to that, because I think ultimately, I think in relationships and in every aspect in our lives, each of us have certain levels of things to quote unquote lose. I mean, there's professional relationships where you can lose income, you can lose power, status, comfortability, all of those things, you know, and with our families and with difficult aspects within the family structure, I feel particularly that there's a lot of judgment and pressure that comes from setting boundaries with people within your family. And if you're the person that decides to do that, there's a lot to lose there too. And then of course there's a lot to lose in, you know, other relationships and other aspects of life. And I feel like the biggest piece here, when you're engaged with anyone and you have an expectation and you have been kind of leaning into the trust that everything is going to work out, you trust the timing, you have grace for unexpected situations. And then what happens when you start to feel taken advantage of or disrespected? I think that's what you're getting at.
Yes.
And what happens then?
And for me, as I've been going through this, I feel a lot, because you said it in the show, that this particular relationship with this work being done has really taken a lot of my joy, or it's something that I feel like I'm complaining about often.
Well, again, and that's a sign.
And I'm either doing it outwardly with you or other coworkers, or I'm doing it internally. And I think, to go right along with what you quoted about Nedra, one of our favorite people on the planet, just in general, but also her work on boundaries is extraordinary. If you haven't had a chance to look her up, Nedra Glover Tawab.
We'll link it in the show notes.
Yes. And I think it's that idea when she says the things you complain about most often are teaching you where you need healthier boundaries. So as I've thought about that and thinking about myself complaining about this particular work that I've been engaged in for the past couple of years, I've now come to the conclusion, and this is why I love it so much, and that's why I love these conversations so much. I have now come to the conclusion, as I've looked at my mind and my complaining, and I've looked at talking to you and other coworkers and my complaining, I've now come to the conclusion, I no longer want to be at the mercy of this situation, be a party to the disrespect of this situation, to be a party of my mental health of complaining and losing some of my own joy and my own happiness in the present moment. So I have made the decision that my boundary and my well-being is so much more important now than anything financially that I might have to lose, which is a hard thing to come to, especially if you're someone, and that's not me, but if you're someone out there that it's really difficult to decide, I'm okay with losing this money. And so I've come to that conclusion that I will just do that because my life is more valuable than this. And I put that out there because it is such a hard decision. And anyone that finds themselves in this position, I can feel you in many, many ways, but I don't know if anyone can feel someone that's in a position like this where finances are so crucial. And this is where I think our lack of empathy and our lack of understanding for other people in situations like this, especially if we're in the mental wellness world, is real. So I get it that you can sometimes, at the expense of your own mental wellness and the disrespect that you might be getting, if you financially are struggling with this, this is hard. And I just want to say this is hard. And sometimes there's a way of needing to look at what has to happen and what boundaries do I need to set myself free. And this is where I find myself today. I want to set myself free. I no longer want to be involved in a situation. And not just this. This is, for me, this is the guiding light for any other situation I believe that I ever find myself in the future, whether it be work, whether it be personal, whether it be family, whatever it is, where I can actually say, wait a minute, earlier on than how long this has gone on, early on, and say, wait a minute, I'm complaining. This is taking away my present moment awareness and happiness. I need to do something either with a coworker or either with someone that I'm in a contract with, any of those things. So it's become a red flag for me because I don't think that I've been in a situation like this very often where I am really ruminating about the disrespect and the total lack of care about me as a person in this contract. So I say all of that to say, sometimes you just have to look at what is my freedom. And free for me, it's been freedom from the tyranny of my mind. Is my freedom worth more than the finances that I might be losing in the moment? So I think it's a question that we always have to ask ourselves if we're involved in something where we feel like we're being taken advantage of and disrespected, especially when it comes emotionally. Obviously, we kind of get that, I believe. But then we have all the tools and the tips to do that. But what if it's a financial situation that we're caught in? It's a lot more difficult, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, analyzing all of the factors of life situations and when you feel that agitation and disrespect and that whatever kind of relationship you are experiencing is no longer in alignment and taking away from your peace and costing you finances and costing you mental turbulence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is where you need to start to analyze what is the solution. And like you said, what is the pathway to finding freedom from that torment? And that is where I think having that connection with yourself and having that strong relationship with yourself and asking yourself the important questions that we talk about so often, you can start to uncover the pathway forward that will bring you that freedom that you're looking for. And obviously it's not going to look the same for every single person, and every situation is unique and will have different paths forward. But when you drill down into it, the disrespect, the agitation, the not seeing things from the same perspective, those are the red flags for me where, okay, this just isn't going to work. And I think for you in the situation that you're referring to, you engaged with it. We engaged with it for so long, trying to make something work and trying to just get to the finish line, so to speak, of, okay, let's just power through. There's not that much more to go. And I think for you ultimately coming to this realization recently of like, you know what? I can't do that anymore. I do need to end it is a huge acknowledgement. And finally putting yourself first and saying, okay, this is costing me financially, of course, but also emotionally and mentally, it's just no longer worth participating in. And being able to at least acknowledge that and say that for yourself when in whatever situation you might be in is a huge step, because that's from that place you can say, okay, well, what do I want to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to say? Who can I reach out to for support? What are the boundaries that I need to take or need to set? And there's so many different possibilities and options for this. And it's really getting to that place and then understanding what you need, because what you need in this situation is different from what I need. And that's where I think the personal responsibility of self-reflection and self-awareness and self-knowledge is so important, because kind of nobody else can do this stuff for you. And you have to be the one to advocate for yourself. And I might try and step in for you and help, but it might not be what you need. So getting in touch with what you actually need is so important.
Well, I love that, Michelle, because you're right. And there are many things about what you just said that I want to reply to. I think the first thing is exactly what you said. We eventually, sooner rather than later, but sometimes it takes what it takes. Remember, it takes what it takes. Life takes what it takes. We have to be honest with ourselves and and discover and voice what our needs and limits are. I think the word limit for me has come up a lot. Barb, what are your limits? And I said to myself recently, not only are you at your limit, you're past it. And I think it's why it's keeping my peace or keeping my sense of sanity is a full-time job lately in dealing with the people in this that I've contracted with. And the other thing I want to say about that as well is there's so much learning that happens in life. And if we can actually think about everything that happens for us is a learning. I truly believe that. I talk about it all the time. I've lived that my whole life for the past 40 years. Everything is a learning. So as I've reflected every single day, and I reflected recently, the learning that I'm getting from this is one, I have goosebumps and I might cry, is one of the most powerful things I think I've learned in a long time. And that is when we put up with disrespect and we think that we're putting up with it because we have to, especially if we're contracted with someone and engaged in someone when it's costing us financially. I'm really hooked into this because I think a lot of people find themselves in the same situation that I am in, but they can't afford it. Like it's almost life being able to feed my family or not. It's that important, I think. So what I've learned is when we put up with disrespect and we think that putting up with the disrespect, okay, I'm going to put up with this at this time. I'm going to voice my opinion. I'm going to voice my needs. And then they do it again. And I'm going to voice my opinion. I'm going to voice my needs. And I'm going to do all of this in a kind way, but I'm actually going to set my boundary and they're going to, and then they cross the boundary and do it again. And then they cross the boundary and do it again. What I've learned from that is disrespect feeds more disrespect. Disrespect feeds more and more and more disrespect. And I had a conversation with the person today. That's why this is so up for me. And that's why I love this.
You can tell she is.
Well, I love this podcast.
She is in it right now.
We are always having a conversation with all of you listening about what happens for us. This is our experience. I just had a conversation with this person today and they had something scheduled and I was all set for it. This was scheduled for weeks. It's going to be at this time. It's going to be then, blah, blah, blah. All the things are going to happen. Didn't happen. Called the person and the person said, oh my gosh, well, you know, I didn't realize how long it was going to take for them to be at their first stop. And now they're at the first stop and I don't know when they're going to come to the second stop. So, but we'll get there today. Don't worry. And I said, but we did all this way ahead of time. So we would be the first stop. And I said, please, when am I going to become a priority and be the first stop? And the person said to me, you're just going to have to deal with it. You're not the first stop. So that was the massive disrespect. I mean, I've been disrespected all along the way. So what I've learned and what I really hope that this can be a teaching in this moment, and I hope it's a teaching for me for a long time to come, is when you allow someone to disrespect you, they feel like they can disrespect you however they want to and whenever they want to. And when they really feel pushed up against a wall because you are not okay with the way things are going, they're going to be as nasty as they can be to you because you've been taking it for 2 years in little doses and other ways. And so I don't know if this is sounding as profound as it feels for me.
Barb's personal therapy session.
That when someone disrespects you and you put up with it, plan on it being doubled the next time. And then you allow it the next time to plan on it being tripled the next time. I just feel so strongly when I look back on this 2-year relationship that the disrespect started a little bit, seemed mild, probably wasn't, but in my mind, oh, I can put up with this because I just have to deal with it. Like you said, Michelle, let me just push through because we think we can trust the other person to do the right thing when they've been showing us all along they're never going to do the right thing. So this is what I've learned. And, you know, Maya Angelou says, when people show you who they are, believe them. Had I listened to that, you know, 2 years ago, I'd have been done in the first month. So well, I say all of that, I'll let you give your 2 cents here, but I say all that just that this disrespect, and I can see why it was our number one aired podcast. Disrespect is huge. And that's why I'm about ready to cry because I realize that I've allowed myself to be beaten up and disrespected for 2 whole years by this entity, by these couple of people, thinking it would be okay. And it's not okay. I'm at a level of disrespect this morning, like basically told, you don't matter. We'll do whatever we feel like doing. But I'm the customer paying the work. So when you think about that, it's egregious and we feel enraged, I'm sure. I know I do. So when you're feeling disrespected the first time, you have to take an action, whatever it is. And, or say, I don't like being disrespected. So I just want to say that this is not an easy thing. But I think it's, you know, it's that whole idea. Life is not easy, but it's a worthwhile journey. And it goes right in alignment with Michelle, with what you said, trust your timing. I think life is going to keep presenting situations and the timing is going to be just right. And you're going to say, okay, enough is enough. I do matter. And when you get to that point, I want you to put a little crown on your head and say, wow, I got it. Because it's extraordinary when you get to a point when you can say to yourself, wait a minute, I do matter here. And I'm done. I'm not going to have this disrespect anymore.
Okay, a lot of things to reflect back on. I mean, obviously hindsight is 20/20, right? Like you can look back on situations. We all can look back on situations in our lives and think, oh, you know, you can even maybe pinpoint a moment where, okay, this is where something crossed the line and I should have in, you know, quotes, because of course.
Could have. I always like could.
You know better, do better kind of situation. But I think that's why we have so many discussions and it's such a hot topic right now of the concept of red flags. Because knowing the things that are personal for you that put you into alert of, wait, this is something that I need to put my attention to. There's something happening in this situation that might not be in my best interest and I need to make sure I'm paying attention. That's what a red flag is. And in the situation that you're talking about, I can go back to the beginning and spot the red flags. And certainly the lack of communication, care, follow up on promises and following up on your word. Those are things that were issues from the jump. But having the trust that, oh, it's going to be okay, kind of overrode that. But I think for me at least, how can we start to take a look at the gut instincts or the intuitive hits or the red flags that we're noticing in life and potentially make the hard choice in that moment? Because I think back then, if we had picked up on those
intuition hits,
red flags, maybe we would have said, okay, well, you know what? This isn't going to work. But that would have been an uncomfortable conversation and it might've been awkward and it would have maybe taken out more time away from what we were trying to accomplish. But it, you know, as we can see, it would have saved a lot of everything in the long run. What can we do to start to listen to those intuitive hits in the moment to potentially honor our own red flags and our own boundaries and not just push forward on things and people and situations and contracts and jobs or relationships or opportunities because we think we have to, or we feel the pressure to, or, you know, just do it and I'll deal with it later.
I like that, Michelle. And I'd like to add one more thing to it. And that's why I keep calling this a learning or a teaching. Can we also, in the same breath, when you're in a situation where you haven't acknowledged the red flags that you, your stomach and your intuition was telling you, or you've tried to push through and you think it's going to be okay. Because when we say that, we're really actually praying that the other person's going to change, which we know that that's not possible, but we do it anyway. I would like to add to that, when you're in a situation where I feel right now, where I'm actually internally now doubling down on how miserable I feel about this by beating my own self up, gosh, you didn't notice the red flags before. You didn't, Barb, what were you thinking? Barb, this, Barb, that. Can we actually in this moment, and this is what I've been doing a little bit yesterday and a little bit today, but now even more, given this latest phone conversation that I had with these people, is can I actually now start to honor myself? Can we get to a place, because I think this is as important as getting to the place of the first red flag and being able to say, wait, my boundary is going to be crossed, stop. I think it's just as important when we actually come to the place of realization that we matter, that I no longer want to participate in this dysfunctional, traumatic relationship that I'm in with these people. And not, I'm not actually upset or angry with myself or beating myself. I'm actually joyful. Like, wow, did I just learn the biggest thing ever? I've put up with so much disrespect that now I get it. Look at what the disrespect that I put up with, look at what it's done to my energy or to my other relationships or to my work or whatever it is, or to my own inner being of feeling beautiful and that I mattered within myself. So can we, instead of beating ourselves up or ruminating on that now for another month or two or whatever it's going to be, can we actually say, oh my gosh, I am so happy right now in this moment that I realize that I'm done. And that is the biggest teaching that I could have. When I actually get to a place of feeling good about myself and accepting and loving of myself in a moment, but I'm actually also stopping the dysfunction and stopping the disrespect and being okay with it all being finished, where I don't feel like I'm beat up because I'm now beating myself up or I'm now saying not so nice things about myself internally. I don't know. I hope that makes sense because it's where I feel right now. Like it's a big freedom. It's a big release. And I think it all ties together with how we live our lives, that there's really, we're never going to get to that perfect place of accepting life as it comes moment to moment in a way that honors ourselves, but we can get close. We can actually learn from every experiment in life. We call these interactions that we have in life experiments, we can actually learn. And that feels really good. And sometimes I feel like I've learned that one many times over in my 67 years, but not at this level. There's something different about this. We are always come to every moment in life in a different place. Mm-hmm. So there's something different about this.
Yeah.
That feels good and freeing.
Let's take another quick break. And we're back.
So I just want to end with that little piece that it's a healing. Yeah. Like when you're going through things like this, these are traumatic. And I'm going to bring up that financial word again, because I think people are struggling with that. I get so many comments on my DMs on Instagram asking me financial questions about what do I do here? What do I do there? This is going to really hurt me financially. This is a hard thing for, I think, a lot of people in the world today. And so I think the biggest other thing that I can share with you, besides everything else that we've been talking about, is being gentle with yourself while you're healing. What I've recognized in me, and I think I might cry, what I've recognized in me is this is a huge healing, because I don't think I realized how much I was being disrespected, but also how do we feel sometimes when we get to that place where we're being just so utterly disrespected that we really don't matter to these people? And then we get to a place of feeling, raw and injured and not exactly ourselves. It's a healing. And so just the awareness of that you're finished and the awareness that you do matter and you're not going to play this game or participate in this role anymore is a huge, huge step to healing. We've always talked about awareness is key to everything in life. But just awareness in a traumatic situation that you're in or a traumatic relationship that you're in, even if it's a coworker, whatever it is the major first step to healing.
Absolutely. And so kind of wrapping all of this up with a nice little bow and just putting forward some ideas.
I'm glad you're going to wrap this up because I feel like did it take a lot of little tangents and little
no,
pathways?
No, I mean, it's something that's up for you right now and it's really interesting to be in it real time for you and seeing what you're going through and the processes that you're going through to heal, like you were saying. And I think what was interesting, we did a reel on this a while ago about these kinds of people that disrespect you or agitate you or push your buttons. One of the interesting tips that we talked about for this is that 3 C's rule as a reminder. I didn't cause it. I can't control it. I can't cure it. And that's an important thing to remember, especially when you feel out of control.
I think repeat that. You're right. This is a perfect way to look at this whole thing. And it's perfect to look at any situation that we're in where we feel like our boundaries have been crossed or that we're being disrespected. I'd love for you to repeat that.
I didn't cause it. I can't control it. I can't cure it. And those are reminders, you know, I didn't cause it, when we beat ourselves up. Like, I think you have been of, why didn't I do something sooner? Why didn't I listen to myself at the beginning? Why didn't I pick up on the red flags, et cetera, et cetera.
Can I just add something there? This will be very pertinent. I grew up in an alcoholic home. Both of my parents were alcoholics. So my entire childhood, I desperately wanted to fix it all. I wanted to fix my family. I wanted to fix my siblings. I wanted to fix my life. I wanted everyone to be happy. I wanted it all to be okay. So as an adult, I get triggered very easily when things feel out of control. And I know that about myself. So if anyone else can relate to this particular thing, if you grew up in a family that had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of trauma, a lot of chaos, any kind of addiction or alcoholism or anything like that, maybe sit down with yourself for a moment and ask, am I someone who feels like I need to fix everything? And so I'll stay in something too long because I feel like it's my job and my responsibility, not only to fix it, but then for everyone to be happy. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to add that idea of the 3 C's, if you grew up like this, it's huge.
Yeah. So I didn't cause it, I can't control it, and I can't cure it. Just keep those in mind when you're dealing with these kinds of situations, because that frees up your mind to, okay, what can I do? And that's a great place to be in. That's an empowering place to be in. And what I found really helpful too, and I think this is helpful for you, Mom, in this situation, is to get really clear on what you would want to say to these people. And you can write this down for yourself, or, you know, write it down to actually to say or to let them know. Because when you're feeling taken advantage of or disrespected or not seen, not heard, not understood, a lot of feelings come up. And oftentimes these are the situations where those knee-jerk reactions pop up and we don't take the space between the stimulus and the response and just kind of lead with our feelings and emotions and sometimes say things that don't necessarily help the situation or don't lead to a solution or are just out of those feelings and not out of our rational brain. And so being able to write down everything that's going, like journaling is huge for this stuff. Getting in touch with the feelings, the emotions, everything that you would want to say, everything that is up for you, and using that practice as like a treasure hunt, if you will, of like, okay, what's in here that I actually want to act on? And what's in here that's just was for me to like purge and feel and let go of? Because when you can get clear on the things that you want to say and how you want to say it and in a way that's digestible for the people that are taking it in, it's hugely impactful. And then lastly,
well, you call that what I love. Sorry. What I love is you call that giving your thoughts a home, mm-hmm. which has been transformational for me these past few decades. The idea of actually putting them on paper, because sometimes in the past, in the way past, I would say something or write something down that I wished I hadn't said or wished that I hadn't sent via email or letter or whatever it is. So I love that thought. It has helped me immensely of thinking of feeling my feelings and giving those thoughts about the feelings and the feelings that I have a home. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And then of course, you know, setting boundaries. And sometimes they can be boundaries that you set and you don't even have to let the other person know. If it's something that's extremely toxic, like you can just do what's best for you. Remove yourself from situations, limit time spent with people, engage with people who can help you maneuver through things. Thinking about what boundaries you need to protect your peace and letting yourself act on them is really helpful. I think the biggest thing in life, or not the biggest, one of the biggest things in life is knowing what you can and cannot allow in your life and being so super clear on that. And so that when you see it come up in your life, you can act on it. Because like you said, when you let it fester and let it fester and let it fester and it doubles and triples and quadruples and exponentially gets worse, then you're deep in it. And so having that in the back of your mind of, oh, this is a red flag here. I need to pay attention. Or, you know, this kind of communication doesn't really work for me in this kind of dynamic. And so it's just not going to work for me. Getting clear on that, acting on it, and trusting yourself with that is important.
I love this, Michelle. And I love the idea that you're putting forth, because I'm not sure that we all think about it this way. It's actually an invisible boundary. You're kind of like putting an invisible shield around yourself. It's not a boundary that you necessarily have to communicate to anyone. It's your own boundary that you have within yourself that you say, no one can cross this, because this is something that I won't allow someone to cross. And I think it's really powerful to think about that idea of having an invisible shield or having these invisible boundaries that you set with people that you are at your limit with, and you're trying to though see it through to the end. And so you don't even need to communicate it with them. You just need to make sure you're respecting it within yourself. And I love that, because yeah, it actually does protect your peace. It protects your wellness.
I love it. Well,
thank you for indulging me, Michelle.
Thanks for listening to Barb and Michelle's unpacking of life's challenges.
Well, that is what this podcast is about. And we did say that 2024 was going to be the year of really, really sharing a lot of personal, even more personal, immediate experiences. So I'm incredibly grateful for you, Michelle, always. And I'm incredibly grateful for this community. It's a real blessing and a very huge joy and impact on my life to know that we can come here every week and talk about the things that matter most. And we believe that there are experiences that other people can take and see how it fits in your lives. So thank you. I love you.
Thank you. Love you. And thank you everyone for listening. I hope this was helpful, because you know, some of these situations that are tend to be kind of just beneath the surface or not egregious or not those situations that kind of are right in your face about challenges can fly under the radar. And so starting to have that attention and awareness of where we're feeling slighted or disrespected or agitated, or those red flags, or you know, gut instincts or your intuition kicks in, is worthy of just taking a note to check in with yourself. So hopefully this was helpful for anyone who might be experiencing that. But of course, let us know what you think. Any thoughts, questions, concerns, we always love to hear from you. Make sure you're following us and connected with us on social media at Peaceful Barb, at Michelle Maros, at Barb Knows Best Pod. That's the best way to stay in touch. And of course, giving us any potential topics that you want to hear us chat about on a future episode. If you're loving the show, make sure you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Spotify, and leaving us a review is also super helpful and greatly appreciated. And make sure you're liked and subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts so that you are always up to date on each new drop. Lastly, we do still have our fun merch available via the link in our show notes. I'm loving it, and I hope that you are too. Click the link, grab one for you, grab one for a friend. Merch for all. Thank you so much again for listening. Thank you, Mom, for sharing so vulnerably with us today. And we will chat with you next week, because as we know, Barb knows best. Bye.
Save big on brunch for Mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.